swear on my mother.
Does your mother know you're swearing on her?
She sure does.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah.
I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did.
Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. If you've ever felt like you don't belong, you belong with us. I'm Kathleen, your sleepover having, using Instagram like a diary. 95% of what I eat is pico de gallo and tortilla chips, friend.
And I'm Bethany, your macrame learning, ponytail wearing, my Twitter account was temporarily locked by Twitter, friend.
And every week, Bethany and I meet up to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about
the mysterious Havana syndrome. Have you ever heard of this?
Come again? Havana syndrome.
Yes. So this is the syndrome that has to this day not been solved. It's a series of symptoms that were experienced by various people and diplomats living in Havana, Cuba, starting in the late 2016s and into the 2017s. A lot of different ideas have been posited as to what caused it. And a lot of them are kind of weird. And we will dig into that.
I wonder if Camila Cabello knows about this.
I know.
Havana syndrome.
Exactly.
That's our next single.
It's the remix. What about you? What are we talking about, Kathleen?
You know, Bethany, I'm totally unprepared today. So I just made up, I don't know, things that are going on in my lives. Kathleen's random bucket from A to Z of everything that's going on in my life. So just call me Amazon because I'm delivering A to Z.
There used to be a show that was, I think, on NBC called A to Z. And I remember this because I did reads for it, and it didn't make it through the first season. Mm. And so I listened to a podcast with someone who was on it, and I think it got canceled at M. Like every episode was a letter of the alphabet. Oh. And so he calls it A to M because it didn't make it past M.
Oh, that's really sad. It should have been called like A to C. So if they made it past C, they were already breaking expectations.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'd be like a British season where it's three episodes, but each show is like 2.5 hours long.
Can I tell you about my favorite thing that I've purchased lately?
Please.
Apple News Plus.
Okay. So you have to pay for it. It's another thing you have to pay for.
Okay. I'll tell you why. So you know the Apple, if you have an iPhone or an iPad or any sort of Apple product, you have access, even on your desktop computer, which I recently discovered, you have access to Apple News. Right.
Right.
And then there's this thing that you can pay for $10 a month more called Apple News Plus. And let me tell you, Apple News Plus gives you access to essentially any magazine that's out there.
Okay.
So instead of paying for magazine subscriptions, like I love magazines. I will spend my life savings on magazines. I've been that way since I was a little girl, since I was in fourth grade, like buying copies of Girl's Life at the corner store.
And Bop.
I'm going to save so much money on publications like Dwell and some of these other just four times a year magazines that cost up to $15 a magazine. Ugh. I can get them now, plus everything else all looped into one thing. And I can just on my iPad, boop, 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 and I'm saving paper. So I think it's the coolest thing ever.
I have never heard of the magazine Dwell.
Really?
Is it like home interior? Am I like so not with it because I don't know about Dwell?
Dwell and Domino and Architectural Digest. It's like home living type stuff.
Is it Dwell or Duel?
D-W-E-L-L, I think.
Dwell.
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 Yeah.
Modern living, home design ideas, inspiration. I like all of those things.
Yeah, you should check it out. Anyway, I'm loving Apple Plus because now I can get HGTV magazine and like all sorts of stuff. $10 a month, like everything at my fingertips. And I don't even have to go to CVS to buy the magazines and then be disappointed that CVS no longer carries magazines.
I know. I haven't seen a magazine section in a store in a very long time. Does Target still have one? I haven't been to a Target in a while.
I don't know. I don't think they do. I don't know.
They used to like buy where they sell books. Oh. There were like magazines too. Do they still sell books?
You know, I only listen to audiobooks now for the most part, so I wouldn't even be able to tell you that.
God, I miss Target.
Yeah. Yeah, Target's
I
good.
I miss it a lot.
I still go there sometimes, you know, all masked up.
You live in Jersey. I haven't been to a Target. Oh, I think there's one in like near, there's one near Penn Station. There's one near Madison Square Garden. And I think I went to that once. as I was like power walking up 8th. But other than that, that's like a micro Target. That's not even a real one.
I love that term, micro Target. I have a micro Whole Foods near me. That
they're so small.
Can you imagine like scheduling with your friends a micro hangout? Okay, we've got 5 minutes and then we're done. Boop, boop.
That's my dream. That's what I want to do. Well, I don't know.
I had a sleepover this weekend with my nieces. It was really fun.
Yeah. They always ask you to play podcast, right?
Yeah, we did. My niece, she's almost 10 years old, Magnolia. She made a podcast about Marie Curie and it was fabulous. It was a minute and a half long. I'm like, this is great.
So as the auntie, are you like, ugh, I already do this for my job? Or do you think it's fun?
No, I think it's fun.
Because it's children and you love children.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both. I don't know. Bethany, you should take your microphone next time you go home and make podcasts with your nieces.
I'm not good at playing. And this is something that I've learned about myself. I'm not good at getting on the floor and playing.
Really?
Both with animals and with children. Yeah. I'm more of a, like, let's sit and cuddle. I'm great at that. But my cat Minerva wants to play all the time. That's all she wants to do. And she doesn't tire out. She has 1.5 nostrils and she never gets like out of air. She just wants to run and jump and climb. And I'm not good at running with her and like making her chase stuff. I just get bored so fast. I don't like sitting on the floor and playing with Legos with the kid or like pretending to do. I'm bored. Like, I've been alive so much longer than children have been alive. And so like what they know bores me because I already learned it.
Okay. I get it.
I'm not, you know, I just find, I don't know.
I have an aunt like you who liked me so much more after I became an adult. She likes me so much better as an adult than she did as a kid.
I like babies who can't speak or who are babbling. Mm. Babbling to me is the cutest thing in the world. Who are toddling, but not yet cocky about their ability to walk.
Yeah.
And then I like you once you're like 17.
Yes.
But not an a-hole 17 who is trying to prove how awesome you are, but like a cool 17-year-old who's almost ready to go to college.
And like you can kind of drink with them sort of when they're 17. Like,
I mean, you can see close down the road where drinking will begin.
I had a dream about you.
Was I asking you to engage in a threesome?
You were doing stand-up.
Oh, God.
Inside of a Nordstrom's.
Was I doing like a tight 3 minutes?
You were doing so well, but you were talking about me. You were making jokes about me, but it wasn't anything that was too offensive. And you didn't expect me to be there. In fact, Bethany, I didn't expect you to be there. I was just shopping and there was like an event going on in like the junior section. And I was like, oh, what's that? And I headed over. I was like, oh my God, look at this, Bethany. She is doing stand-up.
In this junior section.
She's killing it. And so I got behind a clothing rack. And I just popped up out of nowhere, pop. And so you could see me and the look on your face and you were like, oh shit. But you weren't saying anything like too mean about me. You were just like, I don't know, joking about your like crazy business partner. And I was like, ah. And I woke up.
Do you remember anything specific that I said about you?
I don't know.
What was I wearing?
Yeah, I don't remember that either. Bethany, what do you wear to do a comedy show in a department store? A ball gown, obviously.
Either a ball gown or like, are they going to sponsor it? Where was this? In Nordstrom's? Am I going to get to wear like some Romeo and Juliet couture from Nordstrom's?
Yeah, I hope so. You know what? I think that Nordstrom's is my favorite department store ever. That and California Pizza Kitchen.
It's a great department store.
Two reasons why I still go to the mall.
Can I tell you why my Twitter account got locked?
Yes, please.
So I woke up this morning to an electronic mail from Twitter.com and it said, your account has been temporarily suspended. Okay. And I looked at why and it said it was a copyright infringement, which sounds, you know, okay. 2 months ago, I made this video called An Actress with Big Feelings Auditions for the Backstreet Boys Song The Call.
I didn't see this video.
Oh, this was a while ago.
Will you please alert me when you make these videos?
No, because they're always dumb. But it was just, you know, at the very beginning of The Call where the phone rings and then the girl's like, hello? And then she has this conversation with AJ. He's like, I'm at the bar. I'm not going to, maybe my phone's running low. I'll go to a place nearby. I gotta go. So I just did a stupid video about me auditioning to, like, for that role of the girl who goes, hello.
Yeah.
And I tweeted it and apparently it, you know, had the song, a brief moment of the song in it. And so they took it down. But the funny thing is that in the email, it listed all of the other Twitter accounts that got taken down along with mine. And they were all for song infringement. So I'm guessing that, you know, whoever represents Backstreet Boys, like, went through. Yeah. some of them were songs I'd never heard of, like, you know, Derek 249 got taken down for the song But. I'm like, I don't know these songs.
You know, I understand. I understand that artists need to make a living.
Of course.
I 100% get that. But these sort of funny videos that are about a minute long, mm-hmm. where people aren't playing the song just to play the song.
Right.
Like, people aren't playing DJ, like, hey, here's my favorite song I'm going to play for you. Just listen to this. Like, you're making funny content with it.
Yeah.
I think it is absolutely so bonkers, infuriating, and stupid that record companies go after.
In the email, there was a really long worded piece of thing that said, like, if you feel like we've taken it down in error, you can file a complaint and you can defend yourself, and you have to write this letter to so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. And I probably could have won, citing like fair use for, you know, yeah. parody or whatever. But I'm like, I don't, yeah. it's fine. I don't care. It's not, it didn't go viral. It's not like anyone saw it. It doesn't really matter.
Well, it's like, you know, that TikTok song by Megan Thee Stallion that all of the influencers are doing
yeah.
the dance to?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a savage.
Yeah.
Sassy something something. Meg Thee Stallion is making out like a bandit. She is infinitely more popular mm-hmm. now that that song has caught on TikTok. So it's just like, come on, Backstreet Boys. Speaking of Backstreet Boys, we had a taste bud who kind of schooled us in a voicemail that she left recently. So Bethany, you know how you were like, Backstreet's back. Where are they back from?
Right. They never left.
They never left.
Why is that your newest single?
Like, this is your first single in America. Like, where were you before? So turns out that they were very popular in Europe first.
Okay.
Very, very, very popular. So that's why their first release in America was Backstreet's Back.
Because it wasn't their first song that I knew of them.
Yeah.
They had other songs, but Backstreet's Back came out, like, I remember, I don't know, in my memory, it was like around the same time that their other songs came out too. Like, they were within a year or two of each other. So it's not like they had gone away and taken this hiatus, or like, you know, this was their newest.
Yeah.
Album. I don't know. I just always thought it was
album.
Weird. Album.
I have to say, I want you to look up somebody and listen to it after we're done podcasting. I discovered an artist called Bacar, B-A-C-A-R. Very relaxing, very chill. That's just my little music hot tip for the day.
Bacar, the beginning of Bacardi.
Bacardi's a C. B-A-C-A-R, Bacar. That's my hot tip. I love your ponytail, by the way. Can
Thank
you, like,
you.
Give me a little swish?
Swish, swish.
It's so long and luxurious, and it's very voluminous.
It's getting very long.
Did you have your hair braided last night? It looks like a little bit curly.
Yeah, I braided it, and then I have a little braid in here now too. I've started weaving spells into my braids. So like, if I feel like something needs to happen, I'll put a little braid in my hair and weave a spell into it.
Yes, on our Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast, you posted this really cute photo of you in that t-shirt you were talking about last
my
episode.
My Death Blood Cult t-shirt that I love
yes.
so much. Yeah.
And in your hair, you have like a very small hidden little braid. And it is the dang cutest thing I've ever seen.
Thank you. Yeah. When I was in college, I was roommates with a woman whose mom wouldn't let her braid her hair because her mom was super religious and was afraid that her daughter was putting spells in her braids. And
what?
So, it's so like, of all the things to worry that your daughter is doing in college, braiding her hair is not one that you should be focusing on, because she was also having a lot of unprotected sex and doing a lot of drugs. And so, but that gave me the idea that like, braid intention into your hair and your hair will hold the intention while the braid is in.
I love that. Like, if you go on a yeah. job interview, a bravery braid that's hidden underneath
yep, totally.
Or something. See, when I think of braids and religion, I think of Chloe Sevigny from, what was that HBO show?
Yeah, Big Love.
Big Love, yeah. And she always had her hair in that very, I don't know.
Culty plait.
Culty platty braid, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I had never heard about spells being put into braids before my friend's mom said it. And I always just like clung on to it like it was such a cool notion. And I do not know. Like, we weren't allowed to play Dungeons and Dragons or use a Ouija board because like our church said we would go to hell. But braiding was never discussed.
No. It's kind of like this girl I met in college who told me she wasn't allowed to go to sleepaway camp because camp was for kids whose parents didn't love them. Like,
I don't know. It might be true.
Like, what kind of bullshit malarkey?
There's no way to prove that.
So
look,
great.
Here's the thing. There's no way to disprove that because no parent is going to admit it. That is a flawed.
That's true.
It's entirely possible that it's true. She might be so on the nose.
Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
While we're all stuck at home during quarantine taking meetings on Zoom, one of the best things I can do for myself is get dressed every day and put on real clothes, do my hair and makeup, you know, yada, 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 because it makes me feel like a real person. But I don't want to put on pants that feel very uncomfortable. And that's why I've basically been living in my Beta Brand cropped ankle wool pants for most of the summer.
Yeah, Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants are amazing because they're professional. They make your butt look great. They keep everything kind of pulled in, but they're as stretchy and comfortable as yoga pants. So you can be sitting on your bed as your office all day wearing professional pants, but you're not going to get that waistband that digs into your midsection and makes you just want to rip your clothes off at the end of the day.
Yes, exactly. And if you go to the website, you can see that they have like a bunch of different things that you can choose from, with like dress pants or their denim collection, which is my personal favorite. They've got dresses and scarves as well. And if we're going to be totally transparent here, when Bethany and I ordered our first pair of Beta Brand dress pant yoga pants, they gave us a discount on them. Mm-hmm. And I just went, no discount. I had to pay like 100% of what it costs. I just got my second pair of Beta Brand dress pant yoga pants, the jeans, the four pocket boot cut jeans in the mail. And I love them just as much as my first pair.
There are tons of different colors and styles to choose from. They have boot cut, straight leg, skinny cropped, eight pocket and more. I have the moto style. It has real zippers. They actually work. And new styles are launched weekly. Plus, right now, our listeners can get 25% off of your first order when you go to betabrand.com/taste.
That's 25% off of your first order for a limited time at betabrand.com/taste.
Find out why women are ditching typical work pants for Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants. Go to betabrand.com/taste for 25% off.
You're gonna love them, I swear. Bethany, I'm kind of in a weird mood right now.
Okay.
Did you see what I posted on Instagram yesterday?
The hospital dad picture?
Yeah.
Yes.
I posted a picture of the last photo I ever took with my dad when he was in the hospital with a heart over his face. Obviously, he doesn't have consent to give. He can't give me consent from the grave to use his photo or not. But I posted it because I keep seeing people not wearing masks. I keep seeing people like getting a little bit lax, especially here in New Jersey and New York, where the states are doing fairly well and COVID cases are down. And I know a lot of the intense sort of manic pressure we felt in the beginning of COVID is happening now for a lot of taste buds in other states like Florida and Georgia. I don't know. Like, have you been seeing these videos too, Bethany, of people in stores screaming that they don't have to wear a mask and it's their constitutional right?
Yeah, because it's become for some people a political thing where it's not about health or science. It's about my side of the political party believes that we don't need masks. And it has nothing to do with health or science for them.
It is just baffling to me how this has become a political issue. I just don't understand it. So you and I have this platform, and every now and then I'll get on my high horse and I'll write something. And so I wrote a plea to anybody who doesn't want to wear masks. And, you know, I shared this really very personal photo of myself with my dad. And I shared some details about him dying from COVID complications. And I don't really have like a topic today other than a list of things going on in my life right now, because posting that was one thing. But then like seeing all the comments and the stuff came in kind of put me in a weird mood. And I know that there are other people who are experiencing this with, you know, loved ones in their family, people who don't want to wear masks, people who are acting like we're not in the middle of a pandemic, people who are going on vacation. And a little part of me wishes that I maybe didn't go down the shore a few weeks ago. Like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. I'm getting too lax. I'm seeing my husband's family. I just had a sleepover with my nieces. Like, I probably need to do better myself, but I don't know, man.
The people who actually live in my neighborhood, because I live in Manhattan,
yeah,
they're great. Like, everyone's wearing masks because there's a lot of elderly people and definitely they need to be wearing masks, and they are.
Yeah.
But when the weekends come and people come from not our neighborhood, they come from, you know, like Jersey, or they come from other boroughs or other neighborhoods, they come for the brunch and they don't wear masks. And they sit on everyone's steps, everyone's front steps, and they eat without masks. And we've had a house meeting of all the people in my house saying, like, if we see people on our front steps, we have to tell them to move because we have some people in my apartment who are immunocompromised or in my building. And every weekend I'm taking pictures of the groups of people. None of them are wearing masks and they're close together. this last weekend, you know, restaurants are putting out little like man-made makeshift cafes so that people can eat in the street and hopefully there's more space. But there were people sitting back to back, shoulder to shoulder in this little cafe. So even though they were outside, they're still total strangers packed into a tiny space.
Yeah. And I've been out to eat twice in public outside and I'm starting to regret those decisions because like yesterday was the 3-month anniversary of my dad dying. And I started to think more deeply about it. And I'm like, okay, like I need to get on Instagram. I need to shape up what I'm doing. And then I said, maybe I need to share on Instagram. So if I could just change one person's mind about, you know, whether they're going to comply with mask rules or not, like it would be worth it to share this extremely personal moment. And so that said, here's my list of all of the crazy and interesting things going on in my life right now.
Tell us everything.
There's a woman in San Antonio who accidentally used my email address to set up her Heb grocery delivery account.
And if you're not from that area, Heb or H-E-B is like a big grocery chain down there.
I've texted this woman. She never texts me back. I've sent messages to Heb. Like they don't get – or H-E-B, however you say it. They don't get back to me.
I don't know how to say it.
And so I was wondering, Bethany, if I have an idea of how old this woman is, but let's build a profile based on the groceries that she's getting. Like who is she? Okay.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
This is what she got in her last pickup order. Kedem tea biscuits. Do you know those? Those like little tea cookies. Oh, they're real good. And they cost like $1 a package. They're amazing. But they're like old lady cookies.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I already have an idea. Okay.
Kraft Singles.
Okay.
Wonder Bread.
Okay.
Ballpark hot dogs. Vanilla Jell-O. Then sugar-free chocolate Jell-O. A rotisserie chicken. A sugar-free Turkey Hill butter pecan ice cream.
Ooh.
A bag of mixed romaine lettuce. Kashi fiber cereal.
Okay.
Whole milk. Apples and oranges. Deli turkey. Kraft Thousand Island dressing. Fudge pops. Like the pudding ice pops.
Yep.
Whipped cream, Ruffle Ridge potatoes, canned corn, frozen spinach, cheddar goldfish crackers. Make a profile of who she is.
Okay, so her name is Kathleen, obviously.
Her name is Kathleen.
She used your account. So Kathleen is a grandmother, and Kathleen's grandchildren are coming to visit, probably for the 4th of July, I'm guessing. When was this order put in?
Yeah, it was right before the 4th of July.
So they're coming in. I don't know if they're going to socially distance. I hope they do.
Yep.
But she hasn't seen them in a while. And so Kathleen doesn't quite know what they're into because, you know, she's a grandmother. She doesn't quite know what kids do nowadays. And she doesn't get to see her grandkids as much as she wants to because things got tense with her daughter a few years ago. But now this is like, let's all make amends. And so 4th of July at Graham's place. So she bought all of the food that she thinks they like. That's where the fudge pops come in. But she's also like, kids like Kraft Singles, right? And so she got like the fake cheese. She got the Wonder Bread because she doesn't want to piss the kids off and alienate them further by getting wheat bread. Yeah. That might just be the straw that broke the camel back.
And the ballpark hot dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that we will know. But then she also had to get the stuff for her. She had to get her tea biscuits. She had to get her fiber cereal because she needs to make sure that she's okay and healthy. And she also wanted to show her daughter that she's not a bad grandmother. So maybe she'll be allowed to babysit in the future. So she did get enough lettuce to make a big salad. And so I think that we will know how things went when you get the next order, because if it's just a bunch of fiber cereal and I think black licorice, Graham's eating her feelings.
Yeah, and more sugar-free Turkey Hill butter pecan.
What about you? Do you agree?
Yes, that's perfect. It's exactly who I was thinking. And I've gotten, like, since this started in March, like every 2 weeks I get a notification like, okay, like Kathleen, your order is going to be ready to pick up on Tuesday. And I'm like, I do not live in San Antonio, Texas. Like, I've texted this woman, I think probably because she's a grandma, maybe she doesn't text me back. I keep sending her messages like, Kathleen, this is Kathleen. I live in New Jersey. You live in San Antonio, Texas. I imagine our personal emails are maybe like one number or letter off from one another. You need to take control of your account, Kathleen.
Okay, so she hasn't responded, which means it's time to do the next thing. Which is, we're going to assume she doesn't know a lot about technology. So now you need to text her as future Kathleen. You need to pull a Jim and Dwight. This is future Kathleen. I just want to let you know that seersucker suit you bought is going to look amazing on you at Waldo's funeral. But please don't make this same mistake that I just made, future you, of deeply French kissing Larry. He'll never let it go.
Or Kathleen, this is future Kathleen. Next time, switch to the Applegate hot dogs. They're way better than the ballpark one.
Hey, Kathleen, this is future Kathleen. Duck.
Have
some fun with it. She's not reading her texts anyway. Maybe her daughter will see them and be like, whoa.
Wow, Mom, you've broken the time barrier.
Is there any way for you to order food on her behalf?
No, because it's her credit card.
Could you like put together an order that just gets sent to her and maybe you can guess what she needs? You don't know. Old people are always running out of things like, I don't know, coffee or tea.
I don't know. It's something I think about. I might consider that.
Okay.
Let's go next on my list. I have a pimple in my armpit. It really freaking hurts.
Yeah.
Any advice?
How big is it coming to a head yet?
It's not coming to a head. And, you know, like, I've stopped shaving my armpits, which is, you know, like, I'm kind of into it. Would you ever not shave your armpits for, like, a whole year? Do you think you could do it?
I had laser hair removal, so it's kind of a moot point.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I keep trying to pop it, but it's, like, the worst pain I've ever felt in my whole life.
I would get, like, some water boiling, put a washcloth in that water, and just heat the dickens out of that pimple.
Yeah.
Or as they call it in the UK, that spot.
That and, spot.
Get it to a head or take a bath maybe and let it get really, really nice and hot in the bath and then just put a pin in it let it go. Just do some home surgery. I love home surgery.
I do too. It's so painful. And I really think that this might have been my opportunity to be on Dr. Pimple Popper, which is one of my life's dreams.
Yeah.
But I can't get on a plane and fly to LA. And who knows if TLC is filming right now? Like, who knows?
I know. And really, she's doing more cysts now than anything, which is kind of like, know your brand, lady. Like, stay loyal to your fan base. What's going on?
I know. Yeah, you're right, Bethany. You remember that thing, Whitney from the Hills? What's her last name? Whitney.
Port.
Yeah.
I can't believe I know that.
She used to be the ambassador of this product. I think it was called Zap or something. I don't know. It was like this little machine. You could use it up to like 60 times and it would heat up and you were supposed to put it on your pimple. They used to sell it at CVS. Do you remember this?
I think I remember this.
It was a little metal disc and you would put it on your pimple and it would get real hot, real, real, real hot. And the commercials showed like the heat going into the pimple and killing all the bacteria. And then like the next day you were pimple free.
Okay, I feel like you would absolutely burn your skin.
I had it, and I don't think I ever used it 60 times. I wonder where it went.
I bet you still have it somewhere.
I bet I do. Can I show you what else I found? Look at this amazing claw clip. I know.
Okay.
Gentle listeners, this is a podcast, so I know you can't see it, but Bethany and I are on Skype, and maybe I'll edit and release this video on our Instagram. I must have gotten this in fifth grade, this amazing claw clip, and it's like tie-dye, like flower, pink and purple, yellow tie-dye. It's amazing.
I didn't know that that was called a claw clip.
Yeah, what do you think it's called?
I never knew. So if you don't know what a claw clip is, it's like those big hair clips that people who had amazing hair could like twist their long hair into kind of a bun and then hold all of it in this one big clip. And the top kind of looks like two bows.
Yeah.
Like two hair bows.
Yeah. Probably got it in Claire's or Limited 2 when I was like 9 or 10 years old or something.
That's gorgeous.
I've started wearing it again. I think everyone should bring back the clip, you know, the claw.
And that design, if you had said you bought it today, I would believe you because it's like pink and yellow and purple tie-dye. It looks great. It's going to go with your Forever 21 tie-dye camis that you bought.
Let's all start wearing claws. All right, next on my list, ribbed bathing suits. Have you ever purchased a ribbed bathing suit? Because I have, and it's amazing, and I love it. It makes me feel sexy.
Ribbed. Explain, like the fabric is ribbed?
Yeah, the fabric
is ribbed. Or it has boning in it?
No. The fabric is ribbed. Like a ribbed tank top. Yeah.
Oh, I've never. Yeah.
It's my new favorite thing. Got it from Target. Cost me $39.99. It's Kelly
Worth
Green.
It? Makes me feel love it.
Sexy. So sexy.
Kelly Green, I bet, looks really good on you.
Thank you. My mom recently told me she bought a bathing suit that has pants. Pants.
How long are the pants?
I said, Mom, are you kidding me? You got one life to live. Who cares? Who cares?
And she's newly single. Like, doesn't she have, isn't there a beau in her life that you think maybe there's a beau in her life?
Yeah, she broke up with him.
Uh-oh.
He's gone, I think. I think it's for the better. But anyway, pants.
Now's her time to show off those ankles.
A bathing suit, pants. I said, Ma, where are you going swimming? We have a pool in the backyard. Who in the backyard is going to judge you? The squirrels, get out of here.
How long are the pants? What do the pants look like? Are they tight or are they like a palazzo?
She says they're like yoga pants. She says she likes it. I don't know.
Okay. I prefer it if it was a palazzo. You know I love a palazzo.
Life is too short to wear a bathing suit with pants if you don't have to for religious reasons. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, if you hate your ankles and you want to, then you go ahead and you wear what you want to wear. But like, if you're like, I'm so insecure about my body, I'm going to wear pants. Yeah. Come on. Show off them gams. Show off those pins.
Yeah, baby girl. Get some sun on those gams. Speaking of my mom, I convinced her to buy a pink couch. I can die happy now.
Is it the one you sent me with all the pictures of the hands putting lipstick on
you?
No,
I didn't.
Because that was dope. What did you have to do to convince your mom to get a pink couch?
I showed her a picture on Photoshop that I like did the wall color that she's going to paint the color in her TV room. And I was like, Mom, look at this. Look at this like sort of monochrome look, like a pink wall and a pink couch. And she's like, sold, done.
See, your mom is doing what we hoped my grandmother would do when my grandfather passed away, kind of have a renaissance and find a new version of herself. Yeah. This is all, it's not funny, but it's funny. So her children got her a cat because she just didn't want to be alone. And so she got this cat and she had to give the cat away to my dad because the cat just was like an affectionate biter. So it would like give her little love bites in the night. Oh. But my grandmother is in her 80s. And so her skin is very thin. And so she would wake up just covered in blood because like this kitten giving love nips was like tearing her skin. Oh. And so my grandmother like couldn't, but she wouldn't discipline the cat at all. She wouldn't say like bad girl or do a little spritz. She would be like, oh, don't do that. And so the cat never learned. And so grandma just woke up every morning covered in blood. And so finally had to give the cat to my dad.
Oh, that is the dang saddest story I've ever heard.
It's sad, but like that's also my grandma is she's never going to advocate for herself.
Yeah.
She's just going to take it. And it's like, no, grandma, like you're allowed to tell a kitten no. And then divert it with like different activities.
Oh, kittens.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's how they show their love. That's all.
Yeah. Little love nips.
Drenched in her own blood. So speaking of drenched in their own blood, that is going to be what I will be drenched in when I just go behind Neil's back and buy a pink bed. Because
Kathleen,
I just want one so badly.
No. Kathleen, no.
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 Yeah, it's from West Elm. Like, I have some gift cards. Great. And I'm just...
Do you have some gift cards?
Yes, I do have some gift cards. And I just want this...
How much is the bed?
Well, it's got storage underneath and we need more storage.
How much is the bed?
You know what? It's on sale. So I can't really...
So how much is it?
I can't give you a sale. It's less than my Peloton.
Okay, great. How much do the gift cards equal up to?
You know, probably at least $400. Like, I've been collecting them. I've been asking them for Christmas for a couple of years and then collecting them with, you know.
And how much does the bed cost?
I don't know. Like, I don't know, Bethany, but...
Like, more than $400?
But I'm going to buy... It's not about the cost. It's about the color. I think he's going
to... It is about the cost. It has nothing to do with the color.
Kill me when I'm like, whoops.
He is going to kill you.
What if I did it in, like, a Parisian gold? Do you think that...
Here's the problem.
Might be a better fit.
Look, let's go back.
Yeah.
You bought a Peloton, and then we had a discussion about money, and you discussed how Neil is sort of starting to buy a lot of things to kind of like poke, get you back for buying a Peloton without discussing it.
Yeah.
And so I think the best way to handle this and to remedy the unspoken tension is to not...
Is to buy a pink bed.
Buy a pink bed, not to buy it.
It's to buy a pink bed.
Not to buy it.
Speaking of finance, did you see that email we got from Tastebud Emily, I believe?
I saw that we got it and then I saw that it was about money and then I felt incredibly anxious and I stopped reading.
So let me double check her name. Hold, please.
Ugh.
Yes, I was correct about that. Emily. Emily works for this fantastic website, and also they have a brick and mortar location here in New York City. It's called The Financial Gym. And so Emily is like, hey, ladies, I've loved your podcast for a long time. Used to listen to you when you're on the radio. I do PR for a place called The Financial Gym. Cool. Yes. Heard of it. She's like, I was listening to you have a conversation about finances where you both said that you would be grossly embarrassed if anyone looked at how you spent your money. Well,
correct.
Yes. And she wants to know if we want to interview the founder and CEO of Financial Gym, Shannon McClay. She actually has her own podcast called Martinis and Your Money.
Yes, we do want to interview her. I have many questions. I basically want to run by some purchases and see if she is like amazing or no. And we should ask her about the West Elm bed.
And then also I want to ask her about when you're a freelancer, how do you contribute to like retirement? I haven't been contributing to my retirement since I started working for myself, and it's bad. That's a whole year that I've lost. It's bad.
It's okay. It's okay. You can make it up.
All right. Next on my list. You know how Instagram has that close friends option? Do you use that?
Yes. No.
You don't?
Because it is one more list of people that stresses me out. Like if you have ever DM'd me on Instagram, you can probably rest assured it took me at least a week, if not longer, to get back to you. Mm. And that is because engaging on social media, especially privately, is just one more thing. It feels like it takes up all of my time. I don't like being on my phone that much. And so the idea of curating yet another group of people and another set of content is just like, oh.
So I made a close friends list because there's sometimes things I want to put in my story that maybe I don't want the mass public to see, like pictures of my nieces and stuff like that.
I totally thought you were going to say pictures of my knees. No. I'm like, girl, your knees are great.
No. And so now I'm stressed out that maybe some of the people that I put on my close friends Instagram, I'm not close enough with them to put them on that list. One of the people that I put on the list, Bethany, is your sister, and I don't want her to be weirded out that I like consider her like a close friend. I mean, but like she's your family. To me, she's my family. But like
my whole family loves you.
Well, I also just consider that list like people that I know on Instagram that I actually know in real life. Do you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Your father died 3 months ago. You have bigger things to be worried about than whether or not people on your close friends list. This is how hard you are on yourself. Do not worry about your close friends list. Okay, people who love you love you.
But like it's like, you know, in middle school when you're like, oh, Jackie is my best friend. And inside her head, Jackie is like, well, you're not my best friend back.
You know what? Do not be afraid to feel vulnerable and to show openness and love.
Okay.
You should not be embarrassed for feeling love.
Okay. All right. Okay. Next on my list.
We're just going to knock them down. Keep going. We got this.
My cat will not stop destroying every single roll of toilet paper and paper towels that I have in my house. I've been wiping my butt with Swiss cheese TP for a whole month. And like, is this a sign for my cat that it's time to switch over to reusable items and be more earth friendly? I don't know.
Which cat is this?
It's Juno. It's the one with all the problems. He's just causing another problem now.
Is she a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Okay. This is your new normal.
God damn it. You know when you have one child and that child is the most amazing kid ever and then you have the second and you're like, why the F did I have a second?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah, so you should just don't have that second. As I say, as the second child in my family.
Do not have a second. My friend purchased a pint of strawberries labeled rosé strawberries. Mother Nature has gone too far. Too far.
You know what? Brandon for the millennials.
It's by Driscoll. And she sent me this picture and they're like slightly pink. They look like underripe strawberries is what they look like.
I was going to say, it's like chocolate diamonds. Remember when they were talking about chocolate diamonds? It was just really dirty, impure diamonds. Yeah. But like you figure out a way to market it. Like, might as well.
Salt and pepper diamonds, like all of the impurities. Yeah.
I love salt and pepper diamonds. I think they're gorgeous, actually.
Yeah, I do
too. Like, I'm not mad about it.
The marketing worked on me. And so she tried them and she said that they were, you know, I don't know, tasty. They're fine. They're like, they're strawberries, but.
They're strawberries.
Rosé strawberries.
Probably not as tasty because they're not fully ripe, but whatever.
I need to get my hands on those. No, she said that they weren't sour. They were not sour. I bought rosé popcorn the other day.
How was that?
It was good. It was like, it tasted like fruit, like stone fruit, raspberries, peaches.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like popcorn just coated with like flavoring, you know, like lime tortilla chips. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Just a hint of lime. Give me a hint of lime. Mm-hmm. And then I want some sour cream and onion dressing or like some French dip.
Oh, girl. Oh, girl.
Like the other Kathleen bought. Give me some of that thick cream dip. Put it on my chip. Put it in my mouth.
Let's wrap this up with some skincare talk. I finally got the primer that you have that we talked about on a previous episode, the Milk Hydro Grip Primer.
Yes. What do you think?
Love it.
Yes.
I mean, let me toot my own horn for a second. My skin's been looking really good lately, and I'm loving this thing that I'm trying today, this Milk Hydro Grip Primer.
I think it's great. Yeah, it's a good primer. I'm glad you tried it. There was like a period of time where I was trying to finish off a bottle of whiskey, and by the time that the bottle was done, like over the course of that week, just things started coming in the mail that I didn't remember getting.
You're turning into me, girl.
Yep. So I have like three different kinds of Korean skincare toner currently. I have six different serums I put on every night.
No.
I have two essences, which are apparently different than toners. I am putting like 10 to 15 products on my skin at night before bed.
Yeah, that I can't even, sometimes I can't even bring myself to wash my face before I go to bed. You're like
you
really
have to.
Dedicated.
You have to double cleanse. You have to start with an oil and then use a cleanser. Get it all off.
Well, the ultimate cheapie beauty treatment. BuzzFeed just posted this video. I'll include the link in our show notes. BuzzFeed posted a video of this woman. She was on TikTok taking pictures of her mom. She said in the video that her mom was 74. Her mom looked not a day over 55. And she said that to stay young, her mom, after she eats a banana, opens up the skin and rubs it all over herself and lets it sit. That the enzymes on the inside of banana skin are a cheap, natural way to keep yourself looking young.
Okay.
74, she was, I think she was Japanese, and she was just rubbing bananas all over her face. She looked freaking amazing. Like, I would have guessed how old this woman was.
I'm doing it. Are you going to be doing it? I'm going to be rubbing bananas under my eyes like a maniac.
Hell yeah. I mean, she was rubbing them on her elbows, on her chest, like everything, her whole body to make her skin looking young.
I'm on it. Let's do it. Bananas on your face.
Bananas. Bananas on your booty.
Bananas on your titties. I don't know if you've noticed, Kathleen, but life is really stressful right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I feel like there's some new bullshit to grapple with every damn day.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people especially are concerned about their job and their home life. Well, if you need to talk to somebody, Talkspace is here for you. We love Talkspace. We are all about therapy. But not everyone can get to a therapist or afford a therapist, especially right now.
Do yourself a favor. Check out Talkspace because you're going to find a therapist there that you connect with. And if you don't connect with the first one, Talkspace will provide you somebody that you connect with. They're going to keep trying. They're on your side.
Talkspace Online Therapy wants to give you support because we all need it right now. So match with a licensed therapist from the convenience of your device, no matter where you are. And you can reach out to your therapist 24/7 from your phone or your computer. Maybe if you're locked in your bathroom because your kids are like, hey, I need attention. And you're like, I don't know. These children aren't mine.
Talking literally anything out can be a life-changing experience. Bethy and I talk about it all the time. Therapy saved my life. And we so highly recommend Talkspace.
By the way, it's affordable. 1 month on Talkspace costs about the same amount as a single in-person therapy session. But with Talkspace, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist and they'll engage with you at least 5 days a week. Unlike my therapist who said, please stop calling me during dinner time. I'm with my family.
And no matter what you're dealing with, Talkspace has a licensed therapist that's going to fit your needs.
The bottom line is that we all need to talk sometimes, and Talkspace wants to give more people the support we deserve at a price we can afford.
As a listener of this podcast, you can get $100 off of your first month on Talkspace. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Just make sure you use the code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to get $100 off of your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com and use the code TASTE.
Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
When I'm working from home and I have Zoom meetings, I don't like to put on a full face of makeup, but I do like to, you know, a little zhuzh. And one of the most important things that I find on my face that really defines what my features look like when I'm on a video call are my eyebrows. And that's why we're partnering with Anastasia Beverly Hills, because they have the most amazing eyebrow products, from their brow definer to their brow wiz to their clear brow gel. I am capital obsessed.
Right now, when you go outside, you have to wear a mask. The only thing that's showing is your eyes. So when I went to my aerial class the other day, I had my mask on. The only makeup I put on was my Anastasia Beverly Hills brow definer.
Yes. And their Brow Wiz is the number one US brow product. One Brow Wiz is sold every 9 seconds across the world. And I love how I can like add details to my already existing eyebrows and a little bit of dimension. And it looks like natural strokes, like especially where I overplucked in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. You can't even tell when I'm using Anastasia Beverly Hills.
And if you're somebody like me and your eyebrows are giant and unruly caterpillars on your face, their clear brow gel gives you a flexible hold. It lasts all day. It doesn't flake. It has hyaluronic acid, so you get this plumping effect. Your brows look fuller. It's awesome. And guys use it too. If you have coarse brows, it's going to tame those brows right down.
The hyaluronic acid in the clear brow gel actually moisturizes your eyebrow hairs and the skin underneath and the hair follicles, so it makes for a really natural look.
So go to AnastasiaBeverlyHills.com today and use the promo code TASTE to get 15% off your first order. And here's how you spell Anastasia.
A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-A, BeverlyHills.com, and you'll get 15% off of your first order. All you have to do is use the promo code TASTE at checkout.
We'll link it in our show notes too. So, Kathleen, let's talk about the Havana syndrome.
Ooh, mm-hmm. It sounds tropical. Like, maybe I want to get it.
You don't want to get it. So, this is sort of a casual name that was given to a group of symptoms that were initially believed to be acoustic attacks, sound attacks, on U.S. and Canadian embassy staff. So, it was first reported in Cuba in the late 2016. Late 2016.
Okay.
Here's what happened. Beginning in August of 2017, American and Canadian diplomatic personnel in Cuba were reporting that they were getting a ton of health problems. They were getting headaches. They were getting the loss of balance, bad sleep, bad concentration, difficulty with memory. And it usually was like a sudden onset. So the victim would suddenly start hearing really strange grating noises with also like a high kind of piercing cricket-like sound kind of all layered together. And they would either be pulses or they would be long bursts, but they definitely sounded like it was coming from a specific direction.
They were possessed. It was the devil, Bethany.
I mean, who knows? Could be the devil. Yeah. Some people felt it as like a pressure or a vibration. Some of them said it was a sensation. Like, you know, when you're driving with one of your car windows partly rolled down, and so you're getting like that kind of thing because your car is not aligned.
Yeah.
They said it was like that. It was very upsetting. The noises could range from 20 seconds to 30 minutes. And they said it always happened while the diplomats were either at home or in hotel rooms. But other people nearby didn't necessarily report hearing anything. So in total, about 40 U.S. and Canadian diplomats who were working in Havana reported this syndrome. And the Associated Press was able to get recordings of some of the sounds. And so all of the sounds differed, but people who heard them in Havana agreed that they all contained an aspect of a high cricket sound. So here is an example of what they were hearing.
Oh my goodness.
It's awful.
It's awful.
Now,
it's the Russians, Stephanie. It's the Russians. Well, you know, Cuba has ties to Russia.
Russia comes into this in a little bit. There is an entire political side to this story that I'm going to steer clear of because I just want to focus on like the health parts and the science behind it. Obviously, when it comes to Cuba, there's political sides to it and
very touchy.
People are pointing fingers. Yeah. So I'm not going to touch down on that because that's a whole new can of worms. But if you're interested, there's a side of that. But with that noise, keep in mind that the recording devices didn't necessarily pick up all of the sound. So there may have been lower tones and higher tones. Like, do you remember when we talked about infrasound in a previous episode?
Yes.
Sounds that the ear doesn't necessarily hear technically, but that our bodies can pick up.
Yeah.
So those may have been layered in there as well.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
It was just American and Canadian diplomats. Like, were there diplomats from other countries in Cuba experiencing the same thing?
So the studies and the people who reported it were just American and Canadian diplomats. However, this also happened to diplomats who were in China, reported a similar issue, I believe, in 2018. Like pulsings. There was a woman named Catherine Werner who was stationed in China. She said that she was experiencing strange sounds, sensations in her apartment. Her health rapidly declined. Her mom came to visit her. Her mom experienced the same thing, like replaced all of the air filters in her apartment, bought her imported food to see if it was something that she was eating or surrounded by. Nothing worked. The mom who visited eventually had to leave because of her health. She now has to wear red glasses because her eyes are so sensitive to light that she needs red lenses in her glasses. The dogs were being affected by it. Like, it's legit.
There's got to be either chips in their bodies that they were asleep when these foreign governments put them in, or the foreign governments are building some sort of device into the wall that they can't see.
Okay, so.
And they are sending these signals.
This was the first theory. By the way, the Cuban government also was trying to figure out what this was. They had scientists, law enforcement officers looking at it. They were examining the hotels. They were medically examining non-diplomats to see if they were experiencing the same things.
Yeah.
So
obviously the Cuban government, if they're behind it, they're not going to tell us.
Well, and the Cuban government was very affected by it. Like, Luis Velasquez is a neurologist and a neurophysiologist and the president of the Academy of Sciences of Cuba.
Okay.
And he said this issue is very important for Cuba, first of all, because people's health and safety, you know, is important, but also because the incidents have been used to accuse Cuba and damage their international relations, particularly with the U.S.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit like if you get accused of a crime, whether or not you actually did it, your reputation is still tarnished. You know, it affects them for sure. Mm-hmm. And before we get into the theories of what this is, the University of Pennsylvania did a study published in July of 2019 that found that compared to a healthy group of people, a control group, the diplomats who had reported hearing these noises and had reported injury also had brain trauma that they could see, like it showed up. And so the study concluded that U.S. government personnel had been physically injured in a way that was consistent with the symptoms that they described, but they could not figure out what caused that physical injury.
What?
So whatever happened, it affected their brains.
This is why I'm glad I don't work for the government. I just...
That and all the forms.
All the forms. So much paperwork.
Yep.
But also this kind of BS, this brain injury, sonar.
It's crazy.
God.
Okay.
Work for yourself. Everyone should be an artist. Work for yourself.
Work for yourself. No one attacks your brain.
Yeah.
All right. So theory one, sonic attack.
Yeah.
Now, this theory was pretty quickly dismissed as not possible. However, it was also the first theory that was really publicly dealt with. Mm. And it's really interesting to think about. And so the media jumped onto it and people jumped onto it. So even though it wasn't proven by science, a lot of people still think of the Havana syndrome as being caused by a sonic attack.
Ooh.
Or an acoustic attack.
Sonic attack. That's just, it sounds sexy. It
sounds like a band
sonic
name.
Attack. When you Google sonic attack, the Havana, Cuba comes up.
Yeah. So Mark Cohen of the University of Los Angeles says that the amount of sound waves that would be needed to alter brain activity to the point of causing severe damage, he said it's extremely difficult to imagine a device that remotely and through concrete walls and blocks could cause that amount of damage, specifically focused on certain people. And Dr. Mitchell Valdez Sosa, who is one of the directors of the Cuban Neuroscience Center, he said, "We believe that if the U.S. government repeatedly tells the diplomats that they're under attack, it gives them stress and acts as an amplifier of any symptoms." So it doesn't mean that they can't be sick, but the existence of a sonic weapon, even if it's repeated as a possibility, it can confuse people and it can hinder the way that they interpret their condition.
Yeah, of course. Like if you tell someone you're going to die and they go about their everyday life, they're going to act differently and like start to feel strange things that aren't really there because you keep telling them that they're going to die.
Totally. And also, one of the things that people reported was hearing loss. And so people really jumped on that. But there were so many other symptoms of this that were not hearing loss. And they found that people who experienced the hearing loss had a pre-existing condition that explained the hearing loss. So it's probably not sonic attack.
It is very suspicious to me that just coincidentally, people experiencing these symptoms all had brain trauma. And then also coincidentally, a few of them had like hearing damage. What? Like how many people have these things?
Mystery. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Theory two, pulsed radio frequency microwave radiation or RFMW. So this is a lot to unpack and I'm not even going to try to explain it, but basically it has to do with the Frey or Fry effect, which is a little bit like what we talked about with infrasound. It's a person's ability to perceive audible clicks or even speech that is induced by pulsed or modulated radio frequencies. So you hear these things generally directly inside the human head without the need of any receiving electronic device. I don't know. It's whatever.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Sounds fascinating.
I wasn't expecting you to say that. I thought you were going to say that since they were living on the go, they were so busy, they were heating up too many lean cuisines and it was affecting their brains from the microwave.
Yeah, not the delicious microwave effect, but like a similar microwave effect. And this theory also relied on the fact that in the past, the U.S. embassy in Moscow was subject to a microwave attack. So there's your Russia link.
Are you glad that you don't own a microwave? Are you happy?
I'm not mad about it. I mean, you know, it's not going to zap your brain, but...
No microwave attacks. You should be happy.
None on this end.
My microwave will get me because I put everything in that dang microwave.
Got to, but it's also how you clean your beauty blender. And I can't clean my beauty blender in that way, so...
Your beauty...
Like your beauty sponge? You know, like the teardrop beauty blender? You're like, you're supposed to get it wet, like put it in a cup of water and then microwave it and it's supposed to come out like super clean.
Yeah, all sponges. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and also in March 2018, computer scientists at the University of Michigan reported that ultrasound from malfunctioning or badly placed Cuban surveillance equipment could have been the origin of those reported sounds. But again, probably not.
I don't believe any of it. It's ghosts. It's a poltergeist.
It's a poltergeist. Mm-hmm. That would be maddening, by the way, because you just can't prove it. You just couldn't prove it.
Like, what if there's a poltergeist because Cuba was cut off from the rest of the world for so many years?
Yeah.
This poltergeist, like, went to college. He's been reading up. And finally, he's like, I have all of this knowledge. I really don't like Americans and Canadians. I'm going to really get them. Jokes on them because I'm going to fuck with them. Could be that.
I drive a really, really old car, but my education is top notch.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't had anyone to torture other than his own people for so many years. He got bored.
Yeah. I mean, I'm positing that as theory number six.
Cuban poltergeist.
Theory number three. You're going to hate this one.
Okay.
Crickets. In January 19, biologists analyzed the recording that I played for you, and they concluded that the sound was caused by the calling song of the Indies short-tailed cricket. This was similar to a 2017 hypothesis from Cuban scientists that the sound was Jamaican field crickets. And Reuters reported that a group of physicists who advised the U.S. government said that it was a rare jungle cricket. So crickets causing all these people to pass out and throw up.
I believe this, and I'll tell you why.
No, that's a boring one.
No, I've talked about this on the podcast before, I think. In 2000, I don't know, let's say 15, 16, I rented a small cottage in Charleston, South Carolina with my mom. It was a glass house. It was someone's, like, guest house.
Who are you? Lily Sobieski?
Essentially. It was all glass. On the last night we were there, I woke up to the shrillest, piercing noise ever. I couldn't sleep. My dang mother slept right through the whole thing. I was pacing. I was like, I was a mental patient. I was just, I can't sleep. What is this? Why won't it stop? It was cicadas mating. It was cicadas literally having a fuck fest. And I could not go to sleep. And the sound was driving me clinically insane. It really was.
What did it sound like?
If I can find a clip on my phone, because I did take video of myself going, I hate my life, I want to die.
Like, could you tell it was bugs? Or were you just like, what's this squealing noise?
I thought the world was under attack. I went on Twitter and I typed in, like, #Charleston to see if anything was coming up. Nothing was coming up. And so then, like, using the internet and power of deduction, I figured out that it was cicada mating season. It drove me bonkers. And so I believe this cricket theory. Like, it happens. Bugs should be eradicated. They really should.
Because you know if you hear a cricket chirp, you know that's an insect, right?
Yeah.
So, but
yeah.
This noise you were hearing didn't necessarily sound like an insect?
It was sonar. It was sonar level, but it was cuckoo bananas. Oh, found the clip. Here it is.
Oh, okay. Well, now I believe maybe a little bit more in this.
Yeah, okay.
But again, brain damage. So who knows? Okay. Then it happened in China.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So in early 2018, accusations similar to the ones that were reported in Cuba started to be made by U.S. diplomats in China. I told you that story of the woman whose mom came to visit her in China and she was having the situation.
The Russians have a relationship with China too. So I'm just going to say it's the Russians.
I think that's just a safe thing to say in general. Like whenever I have a burner on my oven that doesn't turn on and I'm just like, it's the Russians.
Yeah, it certainly is.
They're here. Mm-hmm. So there was an American diplomat reported that he'd been experiencing symptoms since late 2017. Several other individuals were taken to the U.S. for medical examination. Another incident had been reported by a U.S. employee in Uzbekistan in September 2017, but then they weren't sure if that one was real.
Yeah.
But so this wasn't just Havana. It happened in China as well. So, okay. Theory number four.
Yeah.
Mass psychosis.
What is mass psychosis?
Okay. It's the rapid spread of illness signs and symptoms. Mm-hmm. that affect members of like a cohesive group, children at the same school or family members or, you know, people who are
at a concert.
Yeah, very clearly together.
Okay.
And it originates from something that disturbs your nervous system. So your symptoms are like excitement or you have a loss of function or physical functions change. You're not quite able to do things the way you used to, or you get dizzy.
Yeah.
You have physical complaints. Those physical complaints are exhibited unconsciously. They also have no corresponding physical cause. So kind of what you imagine mass psychosis would be.
Like fake injury that all of a sudden everybody has.
But like everyone seems to believe it's real, right? Like people don't necessarily seem to be faking it. People believe they are ill in whatever way.
Yeah.
But there's no actual physical proof that anything happened.
It's kind of like everyone in Colorado seeing those crazy aliens or drones in the sky at night. They literally believed they were seeing it, and then turns out there was no drones. It was just everyone seeing things.
Are you really?
Yeah.
No, I think that's what the government told us. Because didn't the government say they were going to investigate it?
The FBI and the military, they all got in on it, and turns out it was nothing. But here again, this is why I'm glad I don't work for the government.
Yeah, you never know.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. So in 2017, 2018, and 2019, a sociologist named Robert Bartholomew and some other neurologists wrote that the attacks represented episodes of mass psychogenic illness. But the co-lead author of the 2019 study that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, as well as the State Department medical director, agreed that this being the entire cause of it was unlikely because, again, brain trauma. There was evidence on MRI scans of brain trauma. So, theory five.
Mm.
Less exciting than mass psychosis.
Okay.
Pesticides. And this is the theory that sort of keeps rising to the top.
Okay.
A study commissioned by Global Affairs Canada of 23 Canadian diplomats who had been exposed found, quote, clinical imaging and biochemical evidence consistent with the hypothesis that overexposure to a class of pesticides that affected the neurological systems of people could be what caused the brain injury.
Yeah.
They found that the embassies where these diplomats were staying and other places in Cuba had been sprayed frequently because of Zika and dengue. But this, again, the study found that other possible causes could not be ruled out. Like, they can't find one definite reason that people experienced this Havana syndrome. They're like, it could be pesticides, but like, it could also be other stuff too. Or it could be mass psychosis, but it could also be other stuff too. They haven't been able to really hammer down what caused this.
I believe the pesticides.
Yeah. So
it's like chemicals. Everyone's body responds differently to chemicals. You know how it's a big thing now when packages say no MSG? I was listening to a cooking podcast the other day where the person was talking about how they do use MSG every now and then because it really adds like an umami flavor. But they always wake up with a headache the next day. Another woman said that MSG, all it does is make her sleepy. And so chemicals, they affect everyone differently.
So I told you about Dr. Mitchell Valdez Sosa. He's from the Cuban Neuroscience Center. So he said, we are now conducting an investigation with Canadian scientists and with the collaboration of the Canadian government, whose hypothesis is that diplomats were affected by neurotoxins by the fumigation against mosquitoes. He said, there are reports that chronic exposure to pesticides can cause neurological damage. It isn't that we're sure this is the answer in this case, but we're open to examining the hypothesis. But in that article's comment section, a man named Dr. Ludwig de Brackelier.
Oh, you know he's very smart because his name is Ludwig.
Yeah, Ludwig.
Ludwig.
He said, greetings. 2 years ago, I coined the expression Havana syndrome. I must say, I do not believe that overexposure to pesticides caused the diplomat's illness. Why would only a limited number of Canadian and American diplomats be affected, given that insecticides were deployed aggressively throughout Havana, beginning in 2016, to fight the mosquito-borne Zika virus? Moreover, we have been told that most U.S. diplomats affected by this mysterious illness were, in fact, intelligence officers. How could neurotoxins differentiate between real diplomats and spooks?
I have a new theory.
Okay.
It's in the water. They have separate water tanks for the apartments and the rooms that they know these intelligence officers are living in, and they inject it into the water system very sneakily. That's my theory.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. See, I like this theory. Now, I'm looking up Dr. Ludwig D. Breckelier, because there's apparently a website that I didn't know about called wikispooks.com.
Is Dr. Ludwig kind of like Dr. Phil, like not a lot of accreditation, like a fake doctor?
Hard to say. Has a PhD in nuclear science. I mean, mm-hmm. he's a person. He's definitely a real person. Mm. I don't know if he's legit or not. But also, these are all diplomats who were affected. Being a diplomat does not necessarily mean that you're a spy. So I don't know if his claims that only spies got this are in fact true. But really, I just included it to show that there's still questions of what causes. People still don't know.
Great. Well, I have another thing to be afraid of now. Sonar warfare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adding it to the list. Yeah. So and pesticides.
Back to Dr. Valdez Sosa. He said he doesn't even believe Havana syndrome exists. He says, what we think is that there are people who got sick from different causes and that we must continue to investigate to verify this or any other hypothesis. But the big thing to remember, even though I didn't touch really on the political stuff of it, is that it damaged a lot of relationships and it caused a lot of finger pointing. And there was a warming up of relations between the U.S. and Cuba.
Yeah.
You know, when that warming up happened, then this happened. And then
America and Canada were like swipe left.
You know, so there's a whole other side to it. But it's fascinating. And we still don't know. We still don't know what caused Havana syndrome.
I really hope that the next season of Jack Ryan really dives into this.
Jim Halpert can help us figure it out.
That show is so good. It's so dang good. Can Americans still visit Cuba? Is that still a thing? I mean, like not right now, but due to COVID, but I think we can. I'm pretty sure we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, nah, nah.
Kathleen and I have been lucky enough to work with a bunch of different partners on this program, but one of the partners we have loved the most is Third Love Bras. To the point where Kathleen and I have spent so much of our own money stocking yes. up on bras because we love Third Love.
I'll tell you what. I wish I could take my clothes off right now and all of our podcast listeners could see because I have on my Third Love strapless bra and my Third Love underwear. And I'm feeling pretty good right now sitting here talking with Bethany. It feels like I'm almost not wearing underwear at all.
Third Love bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around. They take measurements from millions of women, so their bra styles are made to fit your life. And you don't have to fit into what they decide you should fit into. They have over 80 bra sizes. They don't have that at regular stores.
Mm-mm. And every bra is backed by their perfect fit promise. So if you don't love it within 60 days, returns are always free.
Here's what you do. You go to their website. You take their fit finder quiz. It takes about a minute. And you do it standing in front of a mirror. That's the way I did it. You can look at your body. You look at your breasts because breast shape matters when it comes to finding a bra that fits. And then Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body.
And you know how when you get home, you just want to rip off all your clothes and especially your bra, and that's like the last thing. When I'm wearing my Third Love bra, because it's so comfortable, because the quality is so high, and because they have straps that won't slip and tagless labels, there's no itching, I leave my bra on when I get home. It's not a race to see who can get naked first.
Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order.
All you have to do is go to thirdlove.com/taste right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/taste for 15% off today. Kathleen, let's talk about a dance party.
Time for a big announcement. It's big.
So this is something that you are really spearheading. Because you are, as we talked about last episode, you're the ideas person for this podcast. And I am the person who wears braids. And those are our rules. So what's your big idea, Christy?
This is what we're doing. Bethany and I are hosting a 20-minute dance party, a 90s dance party on Zoom for our taste buds to raise money for charity.
Yes.
And it's going to happen on Tuesday, July 21st. At 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Okay. Eastern time.
Eastern time. And to get the link to join the Zoom dance party, which will be DJ'd by Bethany and myself. We're going to work on a hot mix this week of all 90 songs. You have to donate to us on PayPal. We are still figuring out the logistics, but we wanted to like sort of give everybody a save the date.
Yes.
And we'll put more information in our Facebook fan group. So make sure you join that and on our website and Instagram page. But the Facebook fan group is going to get the information first. Use that as an incentive to join that group.
All of the money that you guys donate and PayPal will go to this charity. We're still looking through. We definitely want it to be an LGBTQ facing charity.
Yes.
But we want to make sure it's going to the right one and that everything checks out. Mm-hmm. So we're still doing our research. If there's a charity that you feel really passionate about, definitely let us know. Shoot us an email, an acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. But we're not taking any money for this at all. It's all going to go to charity.
Mm-mm. All right, Bethany, say it with me on three. Burr, burr, burr. One, two, three.
Dance party.
One more time. 90s dance party. Okay. Right. Ready? Burr, burr, burr. One, two, three.
90s dance party.
The donations that we are requesting are only going to be $3, so it is not going to break the bank, and we are looking forward to seeing everybody there. I'm going to wear some of my new tie-dye garb from Forever 21.
I'm probably going to wear a cape. You know I'm probably going to wear a cape.
It's a 90s dance party, Bethany. Who the hell wore capes in the 90s?
Cape wearers have always worn capes. Capes never go out of style. You know what? I'm doing a dance party. This is very out of my comfort zone. I'm going to be awake at 8 p.m., which you know is late for me. So give me a cape, okay? Can I have a cape?
Okay. Well, speaking of the 90s, can we just talk quickly about how Supermarket Sweeps is on Netflix?
I saw it in my Netflix queue. I have not watched it yet. I know my sister loved this show. Have you been watching it?
Yes, and they released all the old episodes, like a big chunk of them, and I wish that they would bring this back. Like, it's not a thing, right, that they do in modern day times.
I thought I heard once that they were bringing it back, but I haven't seen anything about it.
You and I would be so good on that show. We would be so good.
I would just stick my arm out and just run.
You're tall. You get the top shelf. I'm short. I get the bottom shelf. We're set.
What's our goal? To get the best food, the most food? What's the goal of the game?
The amount of money, the most expensive products.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would just go to the meat section. I feel like meat and cheese.
You know, something I learned recently is that in a supermarket, some companies pay supermarkets more money to have their products on eye level shelves.
That makes sense. People don't like to look up or down.
Look up or down, peeps. Look up or down, because sometimes really good products just don't have those marketing dollars.
All right. Can we play a quick game that I put together for us?
Oh, sure can.
Okay. So remember a few weeks ago, a listener reached out to me and let me know about the website doesthedogdie.com.
Yeah.
This is the website that tells you when you're watching a movie if a dog in the movie dies or if an animal dies or if someone gets assaulted or if someone gets pushed out of window. Like, it tells you, you know, if there's something that you might not want to watch,
okay,
they'll let you know when to skip forward. And they usually don't really spoil stuff. It's a great website.
Yeah.
So I put together a game called doesthedogdie.com. What happened? Okay.
You know, I have to say I used it the other day watching the Babysitter's Club on Netflix because Christie's dog runs away. And I was like checking that episode and turns out doesn't die.
Okay. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because the Babysitter's Club is the first thing on the list. So what happens in the Babysitter's Club? One of these things actually does happen.
Okay.
Number one, a cat dies. Mm. Number two, there's a jump scare.
Okay.
Or number three, there's a nuclear explosion.
There's a jump scare. What's a jump scare?
It's like a boo and you jump.
Oh, jump scare.
Okay. So that one was bad because like that was a trick question and that none of those happened in that show. Okay. So, but the rest of these actually something happens. Mm. That one was on me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. The 1988 movie Die Hard. Which of these things on doesthedogdie.com happened in Die Hard?
Okay.
By the way, we're not sponsored by this website. I just really love it.
Yeah.
Number one, there are spiders. Mm. Number two, someone uses drugs.
Okay.
Or someone has a panic attack.
Well, I've never seen this movie.
You should.
But it's Bruce Willis.
Uh-huh. Make fists with your toes.
Bruce Willis never has panic attacks.
Correct.
So I'm going to say someone uses drugs.
You're correct. Someone uses drugs. Ding, ding,
yay!
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay, drugs.
All right. Next movie, Frozen, the 2013 masterpiece, Frozen.
All right.
Which of these things happened? Number one, there's hate speech. Mm. Number two, there's blood or gore. Mm. Or number three, there's acts of domestic violence.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. I've seen this movie. I can't recall any of these things happening. Acts of domestic violence, sister against sister violence.
You're correct. It's domestic violence. A man tries to kill his fiance.
Oh.
I have actually never seen it.
Yeah, that's the bad prince. The good prince is the one she finds on the mountain, the total stranger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. When Harry Met Sally, 1989.
Yes.
Which of these three things happened? Someone is stalked, someone passes gas and or spits, or a parent dies?
Someone is stalked. Yep.
No. Someone passes gas and or spits.
What? Where? When?
I don't know. It didn't say.
Well, also,
I figured you would know.
Meg Ryan stalks Billy Crystal in a store because she's like, she doesn't want him to see her. And so she's like stalking him, looking like peering around corners. I don't remember the farting or spitting thing, but I usually remember farts. So
you do love them.
I do love a good fart.
All right. Next motion picture.
Okay.
The 2004 documentary National Treasure. Which of the following happened? Number one, someone's buried alive. Mm. Number two, a man's teeth are damaged. Mm. Or number three, the tech guy fails to realize that Abigail's password uses the E and L twice, so it's Valley Forge, not Valley Frog.
The last one.
Correct. Yay! Riley. Oh, Riley.
Tax day is this week. I wonder how Nick Cage is doing.
Ooh.
Not his favorite day. Nope.
Next movie, Halloween, the 1978 classic.
Okay.
Which of these following seven things happened in this movie?
Okay.
There are bugs.
Okay.
There's shaving or cutting. Teenagers die. Someone is stalked. There are panic attacks. There are strobe effects. There are clowns.
Trick question. All of those things happened.
Wrong. All of those except the clowns. There's no clowns in Halloween.
Where's the part where they eat yogurt?
Is there a part where they eat yogurt?
Yeah. Activia.
Oh.
Isn't that where that originated from?
That's a JLC deep cut.
Okay.
Okay. Babe, 1995. There's just three more.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie in such a long time.
This one I'm going to skip because it's just all really sad things.
Okay. Someone becomes bacon.
It's just awful. Like, it's awful. Yeah. Who made that film?
He's lost in a city and he's a pig.
Yeah. So Fantasia, the 1940 Disney film. Have you seen Fantasia?
I was just watching it recently and it is a goddamn acid trip.
It's wonderful.
Acid trip, yeah.
Which happened in Fantasia? A dragon dies, electrotherapy is used, or there are strobe effects?
A dragon dies.
Mm-mm. There are strobe effects because it's a trippy-ass movie.
Oh, when Mickey is like, you know, bringing up the waves.
Boom.
And they're all colored.
Are there elephants in this one too, or is that Winnie the Pooh? Am I mistaking Winnie the Pooh?
No, that's Dumbo. Dumbo?
Maybe it's Dumbo.
I only watch Fantasia for the nudity. That's my favorite part.
Okay, those horse animals, horse people, were
hot. They took them out.
Hot.
Oh, well, never mind. They didn't take them out, but they took out a part of the horse animal people because it was very racist.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't want to repeat it on this podcast, but if you're interested, you have to Google it. There's like a very racist part of Fantasia with the horse animals that they had to remove from the movie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are the women still topless? There's just boobs everywhere, right?
Yeah, they are still topless, but also the fairy butts, like very early on in the movie, there's some fairy butts.
Yeah, there are.
There's also some mermaids without like anything covering their boobies. Yeah. There's a lot of nudity in that movie.
That movie is how I learned what breasts like, quote unquote, should look like. And then it took me the rest of my life to learn that that was not real. Because I was like, oh, they should be like straight here and then rounded here and then perky here.
Nope. And that movie is how I learned how outsourcing isn't always the answer to your problems.
Yeah. That wizard.
Because the wizard and the buckets and the water, it was bad news for Mickey.
It's true.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Last film. Eurovision, The Story of Fire Saga from 2020. Which happened? There's shaky camera footage, there's a plane crash, or someone is stabbed in the back by a gnome.
Someone is stabbed in the back by a
gnome. You are correct. Well done.
Yay!
Thank you for playing along.
That is such a good movie. Man, I should watch it again, even though I hate Will Ferrell.
Why do you hate? I don't. Okay. Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
All right. I have it right here on my phone.
Tell me.
I'm actually prepared this week. Yes. From my favorite Instagram account, at FactVids.
Okay.
FactVids on Insta says, people are born only afraid of two things, falling and loud noises. Everything else are all learned fears that we learn from our environment and our cultures.
Whoa.
Two things, falling and loud noises. I get it.
Oh, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you, Kathleen.
You're welcome. What did you learn this week, Bethany?
I learned don't procrastinate with opening your mail, especially if it's money stuff, because I found a check that I had been sent, but they made it out to the wrong person. They made it out to a company, so I couldn't cash it. And because I waited so long, the check went bad. And then the company I Googled, they have an F on the Better Business Bureau and they're like a scam company. So the fact that they sent me a check at all is kind of a big deal because it was like a refund check. And now I can't get the money because I waited too long and the company isn't available to call on a telephone. And had I just...
They're defunct.
Yeah. Now I can't have it and I'm screwed. So open your mail.
I have a freelance check for some work that I did earlier in January that I can't find. And I know when I find it, it's going to be expired and I'm going to be too embarrassed to reach out to ask for another one. That has happened to me a couple of times in my life.
It's just from, and it's not from like, I have all the money, I don't need this check. It's like feeling overwhelmed with mail and not wanting to open mail up. And I even called the phone number on the check of who it seemed it was. And it was a bank. And they were like, oh, we can transfer you to the actual bank that's working on this. And they just transferred me to TD Bank, like the start of the TD Bank phone menu. So like they didn't actually help at all. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. So I'm out that money and it sucks. Ugh. And it's my fault.
I hope it wasn't $1 million.
It just wasn't, but like it would have bought some pops and some chips, you know.
Yeah. I hear you. Pops. Do? Okay. Soda. Soda, Bethany. You live in New York now. All right, Bethany, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter at Radio Bethany and on Instagram, Ms. Bethany Watson. What about you, Kathleen?
You can find me on everything at Webgirl Kathleen.
You can also find our podcast on social media. We are on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. Plus, make sure you check out the fan group.
We are Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
You can send us some electronic mail. Our email address is anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also send us snail mail, like the Victorians did it. P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey 07030.
If you want to leave a voicemail on this podcast, we have a number that you can call. You can also text that number. And that number is 917-994-0353.
Our podcast is edited by Charlotte Gartenberg. You can follow her on Instagram at @lit_fuck and on Twitter at @Shargar.
Wherever you listen to this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars is the best. Helps us move up in the ranks.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
Can you just do that one more time,
sure,
please? For the cheap suits in the back.
This is your second weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
All right, taste buds. Thanks for hanging out. This is what you had to say this week.
Hi, Bethany. Hi, Kathleen. This is Shandon from Cleveland. I'm super behind on this pod because, you know, Corona. And my pod time was my drive time. And now that there's no drive time, I don't have that as much. But I just finished the Blackout Tuesday episode. And as a Black woman, I want to thank you so much for using your platform to speak out and then use your voice to give us a voice for people who don't always want to hear from people who look like me. And I think the episode was very well done. And I appreciate all the taste buds for all that they said. While one Black person cannot speak for all of us, I want to say that you all did a phenomenal job. You definitely echoed the things that I have been feeling. And Bethany and Kathleen, you too, even though you do not, you know, share the struggles that we share, you did a great job trying to put yourself in a place where you can understand us, and I appreciate you so much for that. As some of the podcasters know, I have been on a very extended break from social media because COVID and all the George Floyd and everything has just been so overwhelming for me. So I really just want to thank you. Even though I'm way late, I want to thank you anyway. But I'll probably be sending you guys a long email later because my children are, of course, are waking up from their nap. So thank you so much once again. I love you guys. I love all of you. And thank you so much for listening to us and hearing us and seeing us.
Hi, ladies. This is Allie from Connecticut, calling regarding a couple of things. The first is I have my first therapy appointment tonight via video chat. So that's going to be interesting. I'm hoping she has a sense of humor because dark humor and self-deprecating humor regarding myself is definitely my too strong suit. So here's to hoping that she's nice and has a sense of humor and doesn't uncomfortably laugh when I make fun of myself.
Hi, girls. This is Sarah. I know quite a few episodes ago you were all debating on how to say Nevada, whether it's actually Nevada or Nevada. Well, I'm from Nevada, and we take great, great pride in calling it Nevada. I don't know why, but that's our trigger, I guess. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know it's pronounced Nevada. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, and thanks so much for everything you do.
Hi, friends. It's me, Nicole. I actually have never called this number before, but I wanted to call today and just send you both positive vibes, and I hope you both have a wonderful day today. I think we all need as much happiness and positivity at these times. So sending them your way. Love you both.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Taste Bud Lindsay calling from Ohio. Love you girls. Love the podcast. I've been listening to you for quite some time now. I have to say I'm very excited that after months and months and months of hating my job, having a really difficult time, I finally took the plunge and said, you know what? I'm worth more than this, and I am entitled of worthiness, and I started my new job last week. So it wasn't easy, and it was a very difficult couple of months, but I'm here, and I feel like listening to the podcast and hearing your advice has really helped me make that decision. So thank you. I love you both so much, and have a great day.